7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, we got weird sounds going, don't we? Yes, we do. Why? Because it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. And this is where I sneeze. Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, I thought we were done with this. Yes, I've been having a hell of a sinus day already today. And I thought we were done. I thought we were done with all this insanity. I've been up for an hour sneezing and dealing with my nose. And it's annoying me. But I'm playing with my synth. It's fun. Why am I playing with my synth? Well, something happened. I did a thing last night, but first let's drink some tea. Hey, what's the cat doing? Hey, what are you doing over there?
Don't mess with that.
You're being bad, baby. The cat's messing with the parts. Hey, don't chew on those bags. Okay, here's what you need to know. Here, let's get this going. Hey, stop messing with that. Don't be bad, baby. A bunch of parts came yesterday, a bunch of stuff that I ordered, a bunch of electronic parts came in the mail. I got some jacks, I got some pots, I got some little PCB boards, and I got two little cute little electronics modules. One was a waveform generator, one of them's a pulse generator, and the cat's still chewing on the damn plastic bags. What are you being a bad baby for? You're being sus, baby. It's a sussy fluff baby. Okay, so I think she's going to be a good kitty now. Watching that cat. Where was I? What was I talking about? Yeah, okay, so those parts I ordered came. I've got a bag of potentiometers. I can hold more potentiometers in one hand than I've ever held in my life. Now it's so great. But regardless, what we're here to talk about today is how good this tea is. No, but seriously, get it together, Tobe. We're here to talk about what I did with one of these little modules last night. I took the little pulse generator module and I wired it up. I put some wires on it, literally. I soldered four wires to it, then I soldered a jack to one end, and then I stuck the other wires into my breadboard. And this thing is cute. It's so small. You know, I was expecting something much longer, much larger, like four times the size. I have a feeling that when I read the description, it was in centimeters, and my mind sort of made it into inches. But this thing is tiny. It's about 2.5 centimeters by, 4 centimeters. For my American friends, it's 1 inch by 1.5 inches or 1.75 inches or thereabouts. And what does it do? Nothing. All it does is it produces pulses. It produces square wave pulses. And I can adjust the frequency from 1 hertz to, I don't know, something that's much higher. And I can adjust the duty cycle, meaning the length of the gate. These are gates. Let's plug it in. I forgot to plug it in. I got the power over here. Get in there. Okay. And when we turn on the breadboard now. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I need to sort of rehook this up because I was doing something dorky last night. I was so happy and so proud of myself that I had to start hacking. I had to start being a dork. And so, this is so dumb. One of the first things I had to do was I hooked it up to another recent module acquisition. One that is a radio controlled switch. And so I had this wired up so I could stand across the room, push a button on the remote control and hold it down, and it would turn all of this on, and then we'd see this little blinking LED. Whoa, and I turned it on and now it works, and look at this, blah, blah, blah. It's so great. This little tiny module, it has an LCD screen on it that is a little bit more than, well, let's just call it 12 millimeters by 25 millimeters. And it's backlit. It is backlighted. I love it so much. Oh, and so right now it says out 4 hertz, 50%. So frequency and pulse width. Okay, so this is great and all. Yeah, and here's the funny thing. I've got an LED plugged into it. The output goes into a standard 3.5 millimeter jack. But what's plugged into it? That's right, my 3.5 millimeter plug that has an LED in it. Why do I have this? Don't ask. But it's great for testing this kind of stuff, and it's all working. So, where do we go from here? Well, obviously it's time to plug this thing into some synthesizers and see what it'll do. So, let's do that. I'm going to plug it in. What are we going to plug it into first? Let's plug it into Florian and to see if we can use this as a clock for Florian. If we can use it as a synth clock in general. So I'm going to plug that into the clock in. And so here's 4 hertz. Oh, it's lovely. Florian is just beeping along. Now, if I push the frequency decrement button, can I make it go slower? Yes. Down to 2 hertz. Down to 1 hertz. Now, I just happen to know that Florian needs a clock that's, what is it, two ticks per eighth note? So how fast do we have to run the clock to get this thing to run at 120 beats per minute? That's right, 8 hertz. So there's 8 hertz. Let's take it back down. This little module has little buttons on it. And I could just clicky-clicky them. Let's turn the sequencer on. Don't. Now, here's something else I want to try. I'm going to unplug it. Oop. I unplugged the clock, so it reverted to its internal clock. Now, I'm going to plug. How do I want to do this? I'm going to plug the. I've been wanting to try this. I'm going to plug this into the sequencer play input, and that means this wants triggers, not gates, but we should be okay. So when I plug this in, we should get the sequencer running, then it'll stop, then it'll run, then it'll stop, then it'll run, then it'll stop. Here we go. It works. I like it. So fun. What else can we plug it into? What else is looking for a trigger? What happens if we... Wait, let's change the... I'm gonna crank up the duty cycle. Yeah, there we go. Now we're at 75% duty cycle. 3/4 gates. Let's take it down. Let's take it down to 25% gates. That's a 10% gate. Yeah, that's pretty much a trigger right there. Let's take it down to, yeah, under 10%. It's not, it's just singing as a trigger. Okay, cool. So now I know where the limit for that is. Most convenient. Let's take this back up to 50%. So fun. Okay, so now I've got my own little independent clock. I'll take that out of there. What else needs to be clocked? Well, we could plug it into this thing, but you wouldn't hear anything. What else? I just realized something. This isn't just an LFO. This isn't just a slow thing. This goes up to audio ranges. So why don't we listen to it? Yes. I gotta put the microphone down though. Okay, how am I gonna do this? First of all, we need to get... do I have any damn audio anywhere? Yeah, we could use this. We'll pull this out for the moment. And let me put the microphone down. I gotta plug some stuff into some stuff. Okay, I've got the pulse generator plugged into the mixer. And now you can hear it. That tick, 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 tick. That's your square wave. Clockety clock, clock. Clockety clock, de clock, de clock. It's a clock, made a clock. Let's go to 2 hertz. These buttons are kind of difficult to press because I only have one hand. Yeah, I've got to put the microphone down. Two hertz. 3 hertz. 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to bring the gain down. Okay, we are at 7 hertz. Let's keep going. 8, 9, 10. 16 hertz, getting into audio range. Here comes 20, there's 20 hertz. 50 hertz. 71. 226 hertz. We're getting close to middle C. And right there we have 440 hertz. That's A, the tuning standard. in the Western Hemisphere. How high does this go? 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. Oh boy, it goes higher than 1,000. We are now at 1.2 kilohertz. Let's keep going! Push it to the limit! There's 2 kilohertz. There's 3.5. 4 kilohertz. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 11.2 kilohertz. We can barely hear it. And it's still going. All right, it now says 18.3, and I can't hear it. So I'm going to bring this back down into pulse range. Here we go, a big sweep for all my dubious goals committee friends. A 12,000 to 1 hertz sweep. We're down to zero. There we go. There's my clickety click. My clickety clicky. Ugh, I like it. I love it. Let's plug it back into Florian. So awesome. What is this? Oh, I just saw something else. You know what we could do? This is pulse width modulation. This is PWM, right? Right. What does that mean, Tobe? Well, that means we could unplug it and we could plug it into the pulse width modulation of one of the oscillators. And you are now hearing that. Okay, I adjusted the clock by hand. But you can hear that 1 hertz. When that gate goes high. High, low, high, low. Okay, so here it is normal. 1 hertz high gate into it. Let's go. Go to 4. 4 hertz. Wacky. It's so wacky. Florian doesn't even know what's happening. Okay. But what I was really getting at here is this other wacky thing I have. What other wacky thing, Tobe? This wacky thing. Okay, I'm going to have to put the microphone down again because I need 2 hands. But I've got this going into the frequency modulation input of my wonky synth. And we should probably dial some kind of something into this so it makes some kind of damn sense, right? What am I trying to do here? I don't know. First, let's get our frequency modulation up somewhere where we can be functional. So these tiny buttons are kind of a pain in the ass. Okay. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Here's your typical sound as it normally is on this little synth. Let me turn it up a little bit more. Wacky bell. Now, with 200 hertz of frequency modulation, it sounds like this.
Weird.
And I think I can get something good out of this. Because you know what this is saying to me? Yeah, I just cranked it up to 500 hertz.
Hi, Peppa. Please get your kitty ass out of the way.
You gonna smell the microphone? You wanna talk?
Do kitties wanna talk?
Kitties don't wanna talk. Kitties are going to climb up on the kitty condo. All right, I'm going to crank this back down and get this back into pulse zone. And then what are we going to do? I'm going to have to mess with this thing in the... And there later. All right. Oh, it's not going to reach. Clock me, clock me, clock me, Amadeus. Yeah, okay, so we got clock on there. We could probably plug this into the white noise generator. That would be fun, because we could get some sample and hold. And blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. I just remembered what else I wanted to try to do. I wanted to try to change the clock dividers. Wait, was that with... Was that supposed to be with control? I don't remember. Okay, let's just do it this way. Let's, all right. So rhythm number three, let's plug this in. We'll hit play. Okay, not what I thought was going to happen. What happens if I crank it up? This is just 1 hertz. Interesting, 4 hertz. Okay, that's interesting. Huh. What's going on there exactly? I don't know. I thought this was gonna go... Okay, no, I do understand what's happening here. And I think, yeah, I can mess with it with the width, the pulse width as well. Oh, I'm having so much fun with my little clocky clock here. Don't, don't, don't. And then we plug it back in. Ha ha ha. Oh my god, I know what you all must be thinking. Tobe, why are you so excited about something so dumb? Well, I don't know. I think I'm just excited about it because I managed to make this work. You know, I wasn't ever sure. The funny thing is, I've been looking at this module and a couple of others like it in a catalog for over a year. Every few days, I pick up the catalog and I look at that stupid thing. And go, god, I wonder if I could make that into a clock. I wonder if I could do this, that, and the other. You know, and so then there's that period of time when you're building it and putting it all together, and you think, oh, this isn't going to work, and then it doesn't work the first time. You're like, oh, yeah, because I forgot to solder this to this, and then, okay, well, then it doesn't work again, and yeah. And then it finally works, and you hit that high, you get that buzz. I was riding that buzz for hours last night, because I probably got this all sort of wrapped up and done around 9 o'clock, and the adrenaline was pumping, and the success juice in my brain was flowing, and I was like, yes, I'm the greatest hacksaw in the world. And so now I got this clock. So now I got this cool outboard clock. What am I going to do with this cool outboard clock? I don't know.
Well, actually, I do know. Once this is my master clock, we're going to be able to do crazy things with it, because as you know, Hertz and BPM are related, but not in a convenient manner. And that works out great for what I want to do, because I want to make odd divisions of time. And in order to do that, I will use this master clock. And I will pump the master clock into a clock divider. A clock divider that has weird divisions. And maybe even another clock divider so I can feed them back on each other. So I will set, I don't know, this thing to some three-digit prime number. I can't, something that's not divisible by anything, right? So you get this master clock that's beating at a prime rate, at a prime digit rate, whatever that is, and then they have the clock divide out from that. And, you know, synth clocks are all divide by 2, divide by 3, divide by 4. You know, usually it's, you know, 2, 4, 8, you know, 16, 32, but you got some weird ones. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you got weird ones when the master clock is already too weird. Weird stuff is going to happen. Do the math in your head. So I'm excited about that. I don't want to do that. So yeah, I got to wait for some more parts to arrive, but I got to build some other stuff in the meantime and blah, blah, blah. So the next thing I need to do is build some molts. And this is the brilliant thing. This is me being brilliant at 2:30 a.m. The whole problem with the molts is that I don't have any panels. I don't have any panels to put these on that I can easily drop into a synthesizer rack. And I don't want to put these on some kind of custom panel. Because then I gotta... And then I'm not going to be able to undo it and put it back into a synth thing. And I thought, okay, well, Tobe, just put them all in a box. No, I don't want to have a separate, you know, breakout box. And then I remembered... I was watching something and the guy just took some jacks and soldered them together and then glued them together and then wrapped them in shrink wrap. And I said, no, that's not good. And that's when I came up with the brilliant idea last night of using FEMO. Oh, yes, you heard me correctly. FEMO or Sculpey, I'm talking about polymer clay. And what I'm thinking about doing is I'll take some of these jacks that I have and I'll solder them together, not on anything, just freeform building, and then I'll use FEMO or Sculpey, you know, polymer clay to, how do I say this, bulk them up, to stabilize them, to make them, you know, to give them some substance, and then I can just have this thing that is just this freestanding four-way jack that I can use as a molt. The FEMO will act as structural integrity. It will be the structure. Without this actually being in a box, everything will just sort of be mushed together, but it's hard to explain. If you understand what I'm talking about, you recognize my genius. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, I can't deny that it is possible that I'm a fool. But come on. I'm having too much fun with this clock. See, you can put it in the reset too. What does that do? That doesn't do me any good, because... Down, 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 down. And we can trigger. Yeah, okay, so we got triggers going, so we can shorten the duty cycle. We'll get shorter notes. Bwomp, bwomp. Well, anyway, I guess it's bwomp, bwomp time. Oh, and I should also say that Synth Battle Royale starts in about 7 hours. So stay tuned for that. And let me say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Goddamn, I'm so happy playing with my synthesizer today. I promise I'll do a regular show tomorrow and you won't have to listen to a bunch of stupid nerd things. Okay, I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.